Dear brothers and sisters, I think it's clear in these readings that there is a before and an after. There are two different separate moments that are highlighted here. We need to ask ourselves, in which am I? Where do I stand? The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, which later is quoted by Matthew in his gospel here, says that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. There's the before and the after. The darkness, which oftentimes we can allow our lives to be in darkness because of sin, because of our own vices, because of just having a horizontal view of things. And then the light that comes to enlighten that darkness, to dispel the darkness, it says here, to rid us of the darkness in order to give us the clarity of knowing where and what we should do, who we are, why we're here, where we're going. And that light is Jesus Christ. There's a before and after. Jesus, even our calendar now, you know, BC, before Christ, AD, Anno Domini. Yeah. Before and after. Our lives, once they come into contact with Christ, cannot remain the same. They either change, or we remain indifferent, and they get worse. Because once that light is shown, the darkness is even deeper if we quench it. The same before and after we see in the gospel. Jesus goes and calls these fishermen. They have their life of fishermen before Christ, and then they leave it all behind in order to follow him and become fishers of men. In other words, to give the message of the love of Christ to the world. They're mending their nets, which are broken, which are torn, which are old, and Jesus is going to give them a newness of life, a newness of purpose, a reason to live. And he's going to send them out to share that message of his love and his mercy and his grace with others. We can't say we're followers of Christ if we decide to truly not follow. We can't call ourselves Christian in name and then act as if we're not by the way we go along with the foolishness and the darkness of the world. We can't look at our world today and see the scourge. Today is the 22nd. It's Respect Life Sunday. The scourge of abortion that's plagued our lands for years. And we can think we can just sit by and be indifferent to this evil and not be a part of the light of Jesus Christ for so many souls that are in need. Not only the babies who have been murdered mercilessly, but the mothers who in their confusion have and are in need of God's mercy and love, knowing painfully what they've done, no matter how much they want to deny it. There's the darkness and there's the light. There's the before and there's the after. There's that letting Christ come in and touch our hearts, no matter where we are, where we've been, in order to give us his mercy and his love and free us from the foolishness and darkness of the world. And there's the light of Christ, which gives us hope, mercy, forgiveness. It's something to look forward to because he dispels the darkness by his grace, by his love, by his death on a cross so that we could be saved from sin. There's another reading from the prophet Isaiah that says, "Will a mother forget her child or the woman, the baby within her womb? Even if they forget, I will not forget you," says the Lord. Well, in our society today, obviously, they've forgotten. But God has not forgotten. God's light wants to shine in our hearts. He wants to shine no matter what you've done. You might consider yourself, and if we're honest, we should all consider ourselves the worst of sinners. All of us. No one should think, oh, he or she is a bigger sinner than me. No. If you really want to be humble, consider yourself the worst of sinners. I'm the one who needs the light of Christ, the grace of God, his mercy, his forgiveness. I'm not self-righteous and justifying myself above everyone else and thinking me better than the poor thief or prostitute or whoever's out there doing evil things. No, Jesus came precisely for them. He came for me because he wants us all to recognize ourselves as in need of his light, in need of his grace, in need of his mercy, in need of him. There's a before Christ and an after Christ in your life. After he's come and shown us the way and given us, we now have the option freely to choose to follow, to walk in his light. Yes, we will stumble and fall. That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. No, obviously not. We'll sin. I'll bet everybody in here has sinned, even though we're baptized and we're confirmed and we have God's grace in the Eucharist and we've gone to confession many, many times. And then we go and we do what we know we shouldn't do because we're weak human beings. Don't despair. Don't give up. Don't think you're done. Don't throw in the towel, because the light of Christ is always wanting to shine. It's always wanting to renew you, to strengthen you, to give you the grace you need. It's enough to come back and humbly say, God, I did it again. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep trying. I might fall again, but I'm going to keep getting back up. I'm not going to stay in the muck and the mud and the darkness of my sinfulness. I'm going to keep trying to live in the light. That's all he asks. That hopefully one day that light will envelop us completely in heaven. As it envelops us here on earth through the sacraments, through his grace, through his love. But there's a before and an after. Before Christ, and Paul will say it to many, before you knew Christ, you lived in all these ways that were not according to the law of God and the right things to do. And we followed our selfish whims and lust and desire for power, whatever it might be. And then Christ came in to touch our hearts to say, I want to free you from the darkness and give you my light. I want to give you my grace and my love and my mercy. I want you to trust in me always and know that I am here for you no matter what. Even if you turn your back on me, I will never turn my back on you. Even if you go away for years, I'm always ready to welcome you home. All you need to do is make that one little turn, like the prodigal son. His father didn't even let him finish his confession. You know, he embraced him and said, hey, get on the house again. Where were you? Let's celebrate. There's a before and an after. Before Christ and after. And that's not just a one-time thing. That's an everyday thing. Every day in my conscience, I have the opportunity to act in accordance with the light of Christ or the darkness of sin, the darkness of the world, of the devil, of my own pride, my own selfishness. And there's that option every day. I'm free to say yes again and again and again to the love of God. Or I'm free to say no, which means I abuse my freedom, because my freedom is really to say yes. That's why God gave it to us. But he allows us to abuse it because he doesn't want it to be forced. Before and after, the darkness or the light, it's up to me to choose every day which path I'm going to walk. Am I going to follow him in the gospel today? It says, he said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. And he said to James and John, sons of Zebedee, they were in their boat with their father. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Before and after. Jesus is the one, the only one, who has to change my life every day for the better. Every moment, I can be a better mother, I can be a better father, I can be a better brother, I can be a better son, I can be a better daughter, I can be a better wife, I can be a better husband. I can be a better person. I can live more in the light of Christ. And if you don't think you need to, well, then you're really in the darkness. Because you do. We can always grow in our love for Him and allow His light to shine more deeply in our hearts, in our minds, in our words, in our actions, so that we dispel with Him the darkness of any type of sin. Hopefully we have no mortal ones. If we do, may God forgive them through a confession. But even our venial sins and our imperfections and the darkness of our pride and our selfishness and our lust and our criticizing other people and all these things that want to drag us out of the light and back into the darkness. Every day we can be and choose to be followers of Jesus Christ by the way we live in the light. I can't make that choice for you. You can't make it for me. Let's ask God to give us the grace to make the right one every day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.